Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Listeners, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I am your host for this evening, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. And I am so excited for tonight because this is the show where we're doing a special open mic night. Our theme tonight is self-reflection, and it is the battle of the state. All you have to do is call in and rep your state with a poem regarding self-reflection, on or about self-reflection, and come with it hard and strong. And hard and strong doesn't necessarily mean that you got to perform it in such a way where you're hitting it in harmony. You just bring it the way you feel that you want to bring it. We want to just relate and resonate with your message. That's what it's all about. And I just want you guys to really enjoy yourself, but you call in. I'm hoping that Michigan, Detroit, y'all don't let me down. A lot of y'all said y'all was coming through, so come in and represent. But we're going to get it off and popping here with a little bit of music. I see a few people in the chat room, and some of you guys are on the switchboard. I want everybody to be fresh and just really hear the poets come forward, because this is the battle of the states, y'all, and we're going to bring it. We are going to bring it, and we are definitely looking forward to some great poetry and just some great fellowship. And we're going to be running the Battle of the States for a couple of weeks now so we can get a good running start and see who's calling in to represent their state. So when you call in, people, let us know who you are and who you represent, and then you flow with your piece. We got to keep it going just like that. But we're going to get it started very quickly just with one song, and then we're going to get it rolling here. How about that? All right, you are tuned into the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I'm your network owner and your host for this evening, Ms. Poetic Kiki. All right, we're going to do a track from a spoken word artist because this is all about the spoken word and the indie artists out there. We love and support you guys. We want to definitely let you know how much we love and appreciate you. And this is a track by Mr. Hakeem Crampton. This is one of a wonderful piece that I feel is great and appropriate for the show because it's a self-reflective piece in itself. And it's entitled, Who Am I? And let's rock to it tonight, y'all.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set.
Who am I?
I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations. I am the rivers of life. I am the rainfall of life. The pedigree of life descends from me. I am the all of the universe that it can contain. I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the seasons of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, Detroit, welcome back, and all my global listeners, you're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with none other than Miss Poetic Energy, and I'm going to quickly get it off and popping here. We had to play that track because this night is a very special night. We have a theme show, and it is the Battle of the States, and we're bringing pieces on or about self-reflection. So I'm looking forward to the poets coming through to share their voices here. I see a lot of you are filling up the lines here, and we have some love shown in the chat room, so let's get it off and started here. That was Mr. Hakeem Crampton from the Michigan area with his track, Who Am I? And I am just going to get it started here. We have a young lady that's that is in a different time zone, but she wanted me to read her piece for this evening, Miss Cassie Graham, and I promised her that I would read her piece. She seems like such a lovely spirit, and I want her not to be shy and to hopefully have her on one day for herself, because you definitely have a voice, dear friend. It's a beautiful piece that I'm going to read of hers. It's entitled This Strong Woman. And we are going to read that for her, and then I'm going to take some callers, then I'm going to come with a piece, and we just going to do what we do and let everybody come through and share their voice here. And this is by Miss Kathy Graham. She's been connecting with me on Facebook and telling me that she wanted to come into the show, but she was a little shy. So I'm just going to read her piece, and it's entitled, again, This Strong Woman. I see in my mind a strong woman, but one I have yet to meet. Someone who gives me strength each day, who will eventually show me the way to avoid my own self-defeat. This strong woman that I know so well is confident in her own skin. She doesn't demand someone always a hand to be at her beck and call and whim. She's not codependent and relies on her druthers to make her life so complete. She won't take a backseat to her needs to take care of others. This strong woman I know, but still have yet to see. So deep inside, like a Jekyll and Hyde, but soon I'll acquaint with me. Me. By Kathy Graham. Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that piece here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Thank you for your permission. Thank you. Thank you. And we hopefully you can hear it in the archives and people can connect with you on Facebook as Kathy Graham. And let everybody let her know if you connect with her. You heard her piece, This Strong Woman, on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, we're going to get it going here. Let's get it started here. We're going to take the very first caller. Caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic to battle in self-reflection?
How you doing, Miss Poetic E? This is Nate Dizzle.
Nate Dizzle, the first one in the lineup. All right, you gonna self-reflect tonight?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, let the people know what state you rep.
I'm repping Cleveland, Ohio.
Nate Dizzle is representing y'all tonight, so bring it, Nate Dizzle. Let it rip.
Okay, here we go. My piece is entitled Racism Square Across the Board. Today a black woman drowned in Boston, Massachusetts. White people swam as though there was nobody at the bottom of the pool. How does a black body lie at the bottom and Shea Whitey never notices? The same way they said, let's have a picnic or pick a nigger and lynch young black males for sport. No one made a stink then, and no one damn sure ain't making a stink now. For 2 days, this black woman's body lie at the bottom of the pool while her two small children are looking for their mom. It was on TV for like 2 days compared to like 2 years for the Kaylee Anthony trial. You do the math. 2 + 2 will always be 4. Racism square across the board. That's my piece.
All right, and that's that piece.
Yep.
All right, Nate Dizzle in the house. Because of time, we just going to clap it up for you and show you some love and keep it moving.
All right, appreciate it.
Yes, Nate Dizzle in the house. Nate, we so appreciate you for that piece, that self-reflection piece, and we know what you're talking about. But since we have some people lined up on the line, we're going to showed you some love and quickly say where they can reach out and touch you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Hit me up on Facebook, Nathan Smith, white polo with the glasses, clean cut.
All right, that was Nate Zizzle in the house. We're going to keep the show rolling. Thank you, Nate. We so love and appreciate you. All right, let's take the very next caller on the line. Caller from the 240 area. Caller, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic Key. Tell us what state you representing tonight.
Representing Chicago. This is Mind Poet.
All right, Mind Poet representing Chicago. All right, Mind Poet, let it rip.
I'm talking out of silence and I'm walking out of violence. I'm going against the odds because I'm a child of God. I'm going against my own flesh, my spirit's at the test. My soul is everlasting, so I'm broadcasting. Change my way of thinking, stop that lying, stop that stealing. Stop that fornication, stop that masturbation, killing me softly. I'm a dead man walking. Devil, stop that talking because you a liar. God's my provider. I've been through hell and back, untouched, unburned. I'm standing firm because I'm a new man now and I change. God has got me, and I know, and I never let him go because I'm the light of life. You see, I'm a new man now, and I changed. God has got me, and I know, and I never let him go because I'm the light of life. I'm walking out of bondage because it's no longer my heritage. These strongholds got to let me go because Jesus is all around. Thank you for forgiveness. I put it to practice. It's my new experience. I thank God for my existence. My past is gone. I'm coming home. God embraced me. The devil cannot take me because I'm a new man now, and I changed. God's got me, and I know, and I never let him go because I'm the light of life. You see, I'm a new man now, and I change. God's got me, and I know, and I never let him go because I'm the light of a life. The girl, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever believes in me should not live in darkness, but will be the light of life. That's my piece.
All right, my boy brought it to the mic tonight. All right, he's definitely representing Chi-Town tonight. All right, my Paul, we certainly appreciate you for that piece, my dear brother. Quickly, in one quick breath, tell them how to reach out and touch you.
www.poetrynose.com.
All right, we got it. All right, that was the Mind representing Chi-Town tonight, and we're going to take the very next caller representing this day. All right, caller from the 324 area, call. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic Key. Tell us what state you're representing and tell us your name.
Hello?
Yes, caller from the 324, you're on the air. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
All right, who do we have on the air with us?
Well, you will be so surprised. This is Poetess speaking.
Oh, my God, I'm your angel. Yes, I am definitely pleasantly surprised. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a surprise. I stayed up. Because over here, it's like 3:18 in the morning.
Oh, you know, I got to blow a kiss out to you all.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not from any state. You know, I'm calling you out from Europe. So I have to say that, well, I cannot invite anybody as to the topic that you have tonight. But if you want me to read something, well, I can.
You, of course, dear. I would not have you call this show and not read something. I don't care what we doing. You stand up at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's a mad love, and I so love you for that. Oh,
yeah, I so love you, too, because you give me some good inspiration. And I haven't been feeling good these recent days, but I think it's, you know, winter blues.
Yeah. I can feel you on that. All right, share what you so like. It doesn't matter. Just share.
Well, I couldn't make a choice between reading you Red, which is about color, and it definitely self-reflects, or Just Call My Name. I think you know them both. But I think to be good on the topic, maybe it's good for me to read Red.
All right.
Because it more self-reflects, I believe.
Okay,
am I supposed to do this over the phone, on the phone, yes?
Yes, over the phone, yep.
Okay. I'm always hearing, so I think I might put that off because I always hear me a little later than when, and you, than when we speak. Okay, I'm going to read you red. Red. I've had these discussions. Where does my mind take me to? I'm a white girl. Do I have color problems because I grew up elsewhere where everyone's black? I never even saw that I had a different color. It's just that people told me so. I was told I am white. So I can't know the sufferings a black man do. Was told the white man took the slaves away. I said, sure, nothing new. Sometimes I get angry because something tells me that it was still the black brothers who sold their own brothers just for a little dough. Not saying white man did not use force and persuasion, bribe and gifts. It all makes me so sad, makes me cry. An act of greed, an act of power. What was it all for? And then the missionaries spread all over and brainwashed the tribes. Oh, man, it does make me cry. Where are we at when we say we're all equal? What's being done about it by now? Racism still persists, still exists. Maybe I just gave a little to make it change for the better. Yet I know even though I put children in this world, I wanted it to be a better place. And they're not my color, but I don't see that. Yet I forget about those who still think different, who say white is pure. But is it really so? My ancestors are Polish and German to my best knowledge. So tell me, brothers and sisters, is that not mixed? It is, but I'm white. I'd dye myself tomorrow just to show my true color. I made a cocktail myself with the help of my man called Café au Lait. It came about from genes that are African and Polish and English and German. Do they know what they are? It saddens my heart. It lets the tears roll down my face. Because in the end, we're all people of the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And no matter what race, what color, what creed, we have to remember it only needs a woman and a man to breed. It only needs a knife to cut us and bleed red. Okay, that's it, my dear.
Oh, oh my goodness. That was such a profound piece. That was
yeah,
a perfect
that's a piece,
piece
I wrote some time ago when I really got to know Red Coward, Marlon. I think you know him too, Marlon Hewing.
Yes.
Yeah, he did inspire
wow.
a lot of poetry in me. How are you?
I am, you know, I am very speechless after that because it is self-reflecting, you know, on the things that, you know, on everyday life, what we deal with, you know, people always putting color to things or approaching us
yeah.
or talking, you know, about everyday life and colors when every... At the end of the day, if we all get cut, we still bleed red.
That's true.
Profound piece. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I so appreciate you. And I'm sending out a whole bunch of kisses and hugs out to you for just, you know, staying up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's such an honor to me. And I don't want to go on an Oprah moment because I feel like I'm getting ready to do that.
Well, you are very welcome. And it was a pleasure. And I have to tell you that my line to the U.S. is free. So, you know, I can do this anytime as long as I will stay awake.
Okay. Well, yeah, just as a sidebar, I do have a separate number for international callers. So if you ever need
you
to
do?
Call, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a separate number for you guys. Yeah. That makes the call free. But
okay.
I will definitely reach out and touch with you on Facebook. And, again, I appreciate and love you.
Definitely. I appreciate it so much. And thanks again for having me in the compilation that you did. you know, I'm looking forward to every other thing you do. And, I wish you a really lovely day and a beautiful show. And I'm going to go and listen to the rest of it now. And
okay.
So all is love.
Same here. All right. That was Miss a poetess from Europe. All right. We're going to keep this show going. We only have 34 minutes in here, but you know what? It's just after coming behind that and somebody showing you that kind of love, it's hard not to cry and shed a little bit of tears, because that is a mad love to sacrifice your sleep, to call into a show just to show some love, and I so appreciate that. And we're going to keep the show going here. I'm going to connect my co-host in, Stevie G, because I know he's been waiting on the line on me.
I feel like a lost soul over here waiting.
I love you, Stevie G. That wasn't intended, but you know I'm getting all rammed up.
I see. What's up, y'all out there? Hey, Strong Island didn't speak to me in the chat room. I'm going to have to get her.
We're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 615 area code. You are on the air with Stevie G and Miss Poetiki. What state you represent tonight?
Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, Nashville in the house. All right, who are we speaking with?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry?
I couldn't hear you.
I said, what state are you representing?
Oh, I'm Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, and who are we speaking with?
Jazzy Sedelic.
Hi, Jazzy, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing well.
You made it. That's great. Glad to have you on the show this evening. And what piece are you going to share with us this evening?
It's called Imperfection.
All right, Imperfection, y'all. Let it rip, sister.
My heart is hurting, and my soul is bleeding pain. Love is so cruel, and the world is so strange. Maybe it's not the world. Could it just be me? Could loneliness and heartache be my desired journey? But see, I never look inside the box. Check my mail, only a package of hard knocks. Door of opportunity, I reach to knock. But the fear of success causes me to stop. Humble am I, myself I deny. Can't point fingers, so I don't try. Quiet nights, silent cries. The answer, only I know why. There's no one else to blame for my faults, regrets, and shames. So now I'm learning that I'm my own worst enemy. And I need not view Jazzy so cynically. And because I was told that I am an African queen, goddess of the universe, and I know that my skin tone is as dark as Mother Earth. So I looked inside myself and found my woman's worth. Treasures that had been there since my father's birth. And he passed it along through a seed. And my mother carried it in her womb, her child to be. And that was me. Another blessing. And I know that my trials and tribulations is because my creator is testing. And through my prayers, my sins, I'm confessing. My spiritual lesson. I was taught that I'm just like everyone else. Imperfection. Thank you.
Woo! We definitely got to clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Oh, Miss Jazzy. Wow, that was an awesome, awesome piece. Yes.
Thank you.
I want to very quickly, what inspired that piece?
Just me going through a lot of insecurities growing up because I am, you know, dark-skinned and teased a lot growing up. And so just kind of learning myself and what I needed to do in life to figure out that I don't have to try to be perfect because none of us are perfect. And
all
so when
right.
I figured that out, I completely discovered myself. So.
All right. You know, that girl, go ahead with the explanation. Yes, you broke it down. Love it. Love it. How did you hear about the show?
Well, actually, from your Facebook. So I will be calling in frequently. Yeah, I saw it on your Facebook, and I reposted it earlier. So I should have some of my people from Nashville tuning in as well.
All right. Yes, all right. We so appreciate you, Jasmine. You always welcome. Tell the people how to reach out and touch you if they want a fellowship with and get to know your work.
I'm on Facebook, Jazzy Sedilic, SDLIHC. Oh, they also find me on ReverbNation.com.
All right. And you have some tracks, right? Or CD out
yes,
or something?
I have a CD out, The Love Mix Volume 1, and also on my Reverb Nation, you can go and get some free downloads.
All right. We would definitely get you in rotation on the show. We got to do, that's what we do. We show you love, and so people can get, you know, more acquainted with you as an artist. All right. That was Miss Jazzy. Thank you so much, sister. Again, we appreciate that piece of information. All right. We're going to take the very next caller on the air. All right, caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. CVG. I already know where you what you're repping. That's a Detroit exchange. So who do we have on the air? Are you there, 313?
I guess 313 ain't there.
I hear something in the background, but no voices. All right, well, we got to keep the show going. 313, you feel free to call back in, and we definitely will connect you in. All right, Mr. Stevie Jean.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
How you looking over there?
I was on hold so long, I feel like a listener tonight.
I'm so sorry, Stevie G. Oh, boy. I just got caught up in the moment. That's all. But, you
that's
know.
That's right. That's all right. You was doing your thing. I was enjoying it.
You want to self-reflect tonight?
You don't want me to self-reflect.
Mm. Yes, I do.
Not right away. I'll be self-reflecting in a little while, but you go on with the next caller if you got one. Not
yes,
quite.
We do have a. All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Call from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have reflecting tonight on the mic? Caller, are you there? 216, you're on the air.
We have some tonight.
Yeah. They're definitely here. All right, well, we are going to keep the show rolling here. I'm going to play one other track. We played a self-reflecting track by Hakeem, and we're going to play another by Kier, and then I'll come back with a piece. All righty, this is She by Kier.
Love's surrounds her chocolate-covered man. Her love surrounds her chocolate-covered children. She loves them, and they taste sweet, like dark chocolate from the Virgin Islands. Sweet like dark chocolate from Africa. That raises the level of endorphins. That raises the level of adrenaline. Her man, her children, they make her high. Like a person on top of the Eiffel Tower. Like a man witnessing the birth of his firstborn son. Until I run into thee, she, the one perfect for me. She, the one who's caring, loving, and sweet to me. The one who flows with me. Who will work with me to build a better life for we, with very little strife. She, whose sun's rays drip warm love all over me, to be able to see clearly through rose and yellow tinted glasses, where I now can see clearly for millions of miles and understand truly, fully my purpose. For you bring clarity of thought. For you were sent to me to strengthen me. The ground on which my house stands, able to withstand stormy weathers, hurricanes, and tornadoes. You, she, strengthens me incredibly. Helping me to be better today than yesterday, better next year than yesteryear. Men know to respect her. Men know to protect her. For she respects herself. She is a lady, not slick or shady, not loose as a goose. She respects her man. She can stand up to fire, for she is not a liar. Calculus, integration, differentiation, I sought after an equation by which I could plot the graph of your physical dimensions on X, Y, and Z planes of space. But there was no trace, no equation that I could find to describe your physical beauty. But I must start at the origin of your inner beauty. Beautiful, inside and out. The best. I know that I am blessed. For I can have my cake and eat it too. For you are ripe as sweet honeydew. Your love keeps me from feeling blue. Your love, your energy surrounds me, comforts me, hopefully throughout eternity. For you allow me to be what I was created to be. Satisfied with me, not trying to change me into your image, your likeness of what you want me to be, but flowing with me, helping me to be at peace, at rest. Your chest pulls the stress from my head and replaces it with warm, glowing love that drips all over me like honey. She, the one perfect for me. Are you she?
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Mr. Stevie G, bringing it to you live in the evening time. And this is the hour of our Thursday Night Live open mic, and this is the battle of the stage. And we know that we've had some people come in and represent, and we've even had Europe represent, so I kind of should have made it an international kind of thing. But, you know, without further ado, we're going to keep the show going here, and I am going to read a self-reflecting piece, or about self-reflecting, and then we'll take some more callers after this. Remember, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. If you want to be heard, I'm willing to listen. Right. You know, this piece is untitled, but I'm going to read it anyway. If I have learned anything, I've learned this, that you must follow your own path that leads to your own personal truth. Listen to the cry of your own soul. Listen to the beat of your own heart and learn to dance to your own music. Open your heart and release your demons and heal your weary soul.
For life will sometimes come and knock you down and leave you for dead as roadkill in the middle of the road. But there is some consolation when you are at your lowest and you feel too weak to get back up. Know that this is the time and this is God's cue telling you he's got you. You can rise back up and reign in your greatness. Of course, remember this, that life is life. And sometimes the things we have to endure will repeat itself. And you will feel the pain and you will shed the tears again and again and again. But you must come to realize that your life is yours and only you have the power to look deep within. Search yourself even if it reveals your deepest and darkest sins. The point is for you to find yourself again. The only way to do this is that you must go deep undercover in the oasis of your soul and don't come back up again until you have uprooted the grudges, the jealousy, the hurt and the pain, the shame and the malice within that keeps you bound in a weary state of being. Shake the shackles off your feet and unchain the hurt and pain from your heart. Free your damn self so you can get back up and live vibrantly again. Because the longer you allow yourself to waddle in a pool of pity, your life will become that much more shitty. Don't look for someone else to help you up when you fall, because sometimes that help will never come. So keep digging until you find the core of your dignity. Find the tenacity and the energy to so you can live again. Follow your own path. Listen to your own heart. Dance to your own music. Remain centered in your own truth. And open the wondrous possibilities of living happily again. And that is my peace. And she really needs the clapping. This is the power of the state. And the calling number is 917-932. And one of the two of us is on the line, so we're going to connect them on through. After my co-host, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm leaving. And the man, Stevie B, you want to step up to the mic and hold it to me? Stevie, are you ignoring me now?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now. I lost you.
I was talking. I think I must have hit the mute button by accident. Anyway,
okay.
I love the piece you just rendered there, dear. It was wonderful.
Thank you, my dear.
Mine ain't so nice because it's a reflection of me.
That's all right. That's all right.
So I'm going to keep
That's
it real.
Real.
And the
all
name
right.
of this poem is Reflections of Me.
All right.
This is all about me, Stevie to the motherfucking G, singing songs in rhapsody, making love to her mind so tenderly, writing the mirror of me, myself, and I. But does the inner reflection shine through one's eye? Maybe you can't see what I can see, but Stevie G can see all through Stevie G. But I'm a God-fearing man. I'm no saint. I'm a peaceful man. And rubbing me the wrong way, you can't. I'm a loving man. And you wouldn't want to rub me the wrong way. I'm an intellectual man. Trying to push my buttons would prompt me to make your day, and not in a good way. I'm a thoughtful man, and I love to please my baby. I'm a middle-aged man, so I know life ain't all gravy. I'm a wise man, can't you tell by my hairs of gray? I'm an understanding man,
And I know it can't be all work and no play. But most of all, I'm a good man. And I love breathing God's air. A simple man, the matching part to a perfect pair. On the real, I'm only a human being. And I pray God likes what he is seeing in the reflections of me. And that's my piece.
I'm acting up tonight, Gigi, but I love it. Love the piece. Loved it. All right, you came straight from the heart. All right. That was my co-host, y'all, Mr. Stevie G, blazing the mic, and we're going to keep the show going here. This is the Battle of the States. I must remind you, call in, represent your state. Let us know who you are when you get connected on the mic and let it rip with your piece, because we only got 13 minutes remaining in the show, and you guys have just been wonderful. So let me just take the very next caller on the line. Call from the 816 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. What state you represent tonight, and who are you?
I'm from Missouri. Can you hear me okay?
You're from Missouri?
You know, you're from the show me state, so you're going to have to show me.
I'm from the show me state, yes. And Ms. Poetic E, guess who this is?
This is Ms. Sophia!
This is Kathy. You just read my poem earlier.
Oh, my God. She made it so awesome.
I got a little bit of courage in me right now. You want to hear the other poem? Do you want to hear the poem? The other one I told you about, the one that's called This Is Me?
Yes, my dear. You know what? I am so happy. I am so happy that you called, because I said that I hope you get the courage to call in. And here you are surprising me. Oh, lovely. Of course,
well,
I want you to read that piece.
I've been listening, and I've been really enjoying the show. I really have. And I just got a little bit of courage up here, and I just want you to know that if I stumble through this, please forgive me, but I am going to go ahead and read this one. I wrote this one back, it's just been almost a year ago. I wrote it in March of last year, and it's entitled This Is Me, and here I go.
All right.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is me. Stubbornness pervades my soul, so let this be your warning. However you try to change my ways, my mind is not absorbing. I don't know if it's really just me or if it's in my natural born heritage, but you can bet your bottom dollar I'll use it to my best advantage. So take me as I am or leave me be. I come to you just as I am. If you don't like the person you see, well, I just don't give a damn. I am me. This is me. What you see is really me. Let me be, won't you see? Can't you just let me be me? And that's it.
And that's all. Right. You know what, Kathy? This is how we do. Clap it up and show some love. Woo! Awesome.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying the show.
You know what, Kathy, this is such a pleasant surprise. This is my second pleasant surprise for this evening, and I so appreciate you for getting the courage to call in. It's just such an honor.
Well,
and
now
I'm
that I've done it once.
I'm kind of divided because I was born in Missouri, but I live in Michigan, so I feel like you represent me, too.
I saw that on your homepage that you were St. Louis, right? Was it St.
Yes,
Louis?
Yes.
Yeah. The I-70 series. Remember that one?
Well, you know, it's been such a long time since I've been there, because I was like 7 years. I lived there for the first 2 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she came to Michigan.
I was just up your way last week. A week ago today, I was in Detroit.
Where are you? Oh, my goodness. If you come again, we must connect.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I might be up there again in July. I don't want to bore your listeners, but my grandson has a seizure disorder, and we go to a specialist up there at the Michigan Children's Hospital. So please please shout out some prayers for him.
All right, we most certainly will do that. And we so appreciate you again for getting the courage to call in, and you're always welcome here on the Poetic Energy Network station.
All right. I will go ahead and disconnect and let you get back to your other listeners. Thank you so much for reading my poem earlier, and listening in.
All right. That is great. That was Miss Cassie all the way from the Show Me State. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 631 area, call. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetiki and Mr. Stevie G. What state you represent, and who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Strong Island. I'm representing New York.
Oh, hey, Miss Strong Island, New York in the house. All right, we got 8 minutes, sister. Let it rip.
All right, this piece is called The New Me, and it goes like this. What you knew as me is now new. Watch me take my place amongst all the best, because I can't rest. I just let my mind wander. I let my fingers reach its plateau. I throw my arms up and just stomp, because the new me will be well known. You just wait. Don't escape. That long embrace, is that surprise on your face? I said it's the new me, so go be free, and that is my peace.
All right. That is me representing New York, New York. You don't just give you all your crap, Strong Island. All right. We're going to
Strong Island.
Miss Strong Island represents New York in the house.
Representing Strong Island.
Strong Island. All right, we have 7 more minutes remaining in the show, so we're going to keep it going here. We're going to take the very next caller and send our love vibes to Miss Strong Island for rendering that wonderful piece. All right, we're going to take this next caller. All right, caller from the 216 area. Cole, you are on the air with Poetiki and Mr. Stevie G. What state you represent, and who do we have on the mic?
I'm repping Cleveland. It's Nate Dizzle again.
Oh, you made it back again.
Yeah.
All right, coming back for seconds. All right.
Yes. Hopefully I can be a little bit better this time.
All right, you did great.
This piece is called Valley of Haters.
All right.
Yea, do I walk through the valley of haters, I will fear no evil. The lies, the story, so full of venom. From the time I met them, I knew it wasn't no good in them. The darts they toss one after another. The Lord is my shepherd, my shield and cover. Every step I take to the right or left, the haters nip at my heel. Step back, haters, before I kick you in the mouth and show you how I really feel. My journey ain't through Smallville. It's through Hatersville. Not even the Man of Steel can unlock how I feel. Yet I, Lord, control my tongue. To you be the glory and no one else. From all the shit y'all keep up, all I can think of is that verse that Master P dropped when he said, there they go, there they go, there they go. So I think I'm going to let them keep stepping. Their antics don't deserve the verses that come from my mind, my most lyrical weapon. That's my piece.
All right, Mr. Nate Dizzle. Oh, all right, he's sending out a notice to all his haters. All right, he broke it down. Broke it down. Yes. did not you break it down?
I had to bring that out. I had to get that off my chest.
I can tell. I said he breaking it down. Well, that's all right. All right. You know, the wonderful thing about poetry, you can get anything off your chest that needs to get off. And do it in such a creative way where it'll go right over people's heads. Well, we so appreciate you, brother, for coming through once again here on this night of the Battle of the States. We're going to keep it going here. We got 4 more minutes remaining in the show. Let the people know how they can reach out and touch you.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Nathan Smith. The white trendy pedo and the studious looking glasses.
All right. He's switching it up on you, but you know how to reach out and touch him. You heard him. All right, we got less than 4 minutes remaining in the show. Thank you again, Nate. And we're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 314 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have? Step into the mic tonight, and what state are you representing?
Show me state.
Show me state. Are you there?
Well, I'm representing Jersey. You heard me?
All right. You know, we've been having a lot of people call in, but, you know, what's going on? I don't know what's going on with the. Can you hear me?
I lost my voice when I was on in the beginning.
You lost your voice too? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you went blank for a minute. Maybe there's just something in the air because we're having a battle, you know, and the war is raging or something. And then somebody's manipulating the airwaves or something.
There's some film in the air. It is interrupting.
Right, we have less than 2 minutes remaining in the show. And I just want to take this moment to thank all of you that actually called in and tuned into the show, all of those who hung out with us in the chat room. We so appreciate your presence here on the Battle of the States. We will be running this again next week, but I will be posting the next thing. It still will be the Battle of the States, but it's the next thing. We're going to run this throughout the next few weeks, and just look for the event invite, and we will definitely keep you posted on, you know, what we're doing next. And I just want to send out a special influx of love to everyone, and especially Miss Poetess, calling from Europe. That just really touched my heart. You don't find too many of people out there that really, you know, you find you special enough to just, you know, lose sleep and just, you know, show you some love and know that, you know, let you know that, you know, they love and appreciate you. So I want to send out that same valuable love back to her. And Miss Kathy Graham from the Show Me State for calling in. We so appreciate her for gaining the courage. She was, you know, reflecting back and forth, you know, her feelings of not being shy to come on the show, but she actually came through, and I'm so glad that she did and shared her voice on the show. Mr. Stevie G, you brought it tonight. Miss Jazzy did her piece on imperfections. You know, they're just wonderful. Miss the Mind Poet, Miss Strong Island, all of you guys, I so love and appreciate you for coming through. And until next time, make sure you tune into all of the other shows that we have throughout the week with all of our other hosts. Monday nights, Conversations with the Queen at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday night, Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday night, Miss Strong Island with the Erotic Central Sheets open mic at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, myself and Mr. Stevie G, Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are implementing a new show. It's Life with Michelle of Me a Happy Inc., which will be moi. But that will be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, and just look for the event invites. And still, we're still running the live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. We do that every other Friday. And the afternoon radio mix in the Strong Spoken Word Billboard is on Wednesdays or either Thursday afternoon. It depends on, you know, what day we want to do that on. And, of course, Brother Yahushuwit is on Saturday running On the Way Radio here on the Poetic Energy Network station at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check all of our hosts out here on the network, and we love you and appreciate all your support. Good night, and hope to hear you again on the Battle of the Faith next week, Thursday night at 9 p.m. Love ya. Good night. And we're going to take it out. Remember. That's what I'm
Oh,